Well, thank you. Praise God. God is good. God is so good. Amen. And we honor him. We honor him for all of his goodness and all of his mercy. Thank you so much for coming on the line tonight. And I know you, most of you, all of you are listening, wanted to hear Lady B, but we're going to take her place tonight, and I think it's going to work out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's get into the Word of God. Let's say a word of prayer. Father, we just thank you for being so good and kind and merciful. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for all that you are doing and all that you're going to do. We honor you for it. We give you praise. We give you honor. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'm going to give you some good news that thank God that Michael is on his way home from the hospital. And thank God for your prayers. Continue to pray that God will, you know, continue to bless him, continue to heal him. But we thank you for your prayers, and he's on his way home from the hospital. So God, to God be the glory, the praise, and the honor. Amen. Oh, all right, we're going to the book of Philippians tonight, Philippians, the fourth chapter, and we're going to be reading verses 4 and 5. Philippians, the fourth chapter, we're going to be reading verses 4 and 5. The Bible said, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving." He said, "Let your requests be made known unto God." And then verse number 7, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Oh, glory to God. I want to use for accepted tonight, "All that I've been through, I still have joy. All that I've been through, I still have joy." And that is what Paul basically is talking about in the fourth chapter, talking about the joy of the Lord. And beloved, if we do not have joy, we're not going to have no strength. Amen. We must maintain our joy in the Lord. Amen. Because the joy, again, the scripture said the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. You can make it when you have joy on the inside. Do you not know that your attitude means a lot when you're sick? If you are sick and you think that, well, I'm not going to get well, well, praise God, there's a possibility you will not. But if you have that attitude that I'm coming out of this, I'm going to be healed from this, God is going to deliver me from this, amen, that attitude will help you to be well. The Bible declares that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. So let's get into the scriptures here. Look in verse number 4. It seems strange that a man that is in prison will be telling the church to rejoice. Now, see, Apostle Paul is in prison at this time. Amen. And he is writing to the church and telling the church to rejoice. In other words, whatever condition that you and I we are in, praise God, we need to learn how to rejoice. The Bible said, "In everything to give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning us." Not that we thank God for the bad that we are going through, but in it, he said that begin to worship God, begin to praise God, because you know why? God is the one that's going to bring us out. Amen. So we're thanking God because, God, you are the one that's going to heal us. You are the one that's going to deliver us. You are the one that's going to set us free. Now, Paul telling the church to rejoice, but Paul's attitude teach us an important lesson. This is the attitude that Paul is saying. I'm in prison, but yet I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. So Paul's attitude teaches us an important lesson. Our inner attitude do not have to reflect our outward circumstance. In other words, what's happening on the outside don't have to affect that inward person. Hallelujah. That inward joy that we have. Glory to God. Yes, I'm going through, but I'm not going to be letting people know what I'm going through. I'm not going to be getting up and saying all the stuff that I'm going through. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to praise God. I like to talk to people. You see them in the street. Or you say, how are you doing today? Oh, I am blessed. Oh, this is a great day. God is good. That's the type of people that you want to be around, with a great attitude like that. Amen. It could be gloomy outside. Amen. But yet you can find something to rejoice in. God, I thank you that you allow me to get up this morning. I thank you that you gave me food to eat. God, you kept us all night long. And early this morning you woke up. It's a lot to be thankful for. It's a lot to praise God for. Hallelujah. Amen. And Paul is teaching us that, hey, look, our inner attitude do not have to reflect our outward circumstances. Paul was full of joy because he knew that no matter what happened to him, listen, Jesus Christ was with him. See, that's the attitude that we have to take. Whatever we are going through, whatever trial we are facing, whatever the enemy tried to bring upon us, we have to have this attitude that God is with me, that Jesus Christ, he is with me. And because he is with me, he said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you, but I'll be with you even to the end of the world. When we have that type of attitude, beloved, we can make it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, don't be complaining. Praise God. Complain about, well, if it ain't one thing, it's two. If it ain't two or three, great. No. Yes, that may be true, but don't be saying stuff like that. Just say how good God is to us. Praise God. Because you know what? There's a lot of people that are worse off than you and I, and we have a lot to praise God for. Amen. So Paul was full of joy because he knew no matter what happened to him, Jesus Christ was with him. Several times in this letter, Paul urged the Philippians to be joyful, probably because they needed to hear that. Just like I'm telling you tonight, be joyful, be happy, praise God, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say to rejoice. Why? Because we need to hear that. We hear so much bad news all the time. We need to hear some good news. God is on our side. And if God is on our side, we can make it. Hallelujah. Listen, it is easy to get discouraged about unpleasant circumstances or take unimportant events too seriously. Amen. Let me read that again. It is easy to get discouraged about unpleasant circumstances or to take unimportant events too seriously. Amen. In Proverbs, the 17th chapter and the 22nd verse, he said, amen. I told you earlier, but I want to read it again. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bone. Amen. Hallelujah. If you go around being merry, or the Bible says, any merry, sing a song. Glory to God. Get to singing during the course of the day. When the enemy try to bring you down, when the enemy try to make you discouraged, start singing a song. Be merry. My God. He said, a merry heart do it good like a medicine. Amen. If you learn how to rejoice in the Lord, if you learn how to praise God in the midst of all of the tribulation, my God, the Bible said it will serve you like a medicine. But a broken spirit dries up the bone. Now, a merry heart means cheerfulness. Amen. To be cheerful is to be ready to greet others with a welcome. My God, a word of encouragement. And being enthusiastic about the task at hand, and a positive outlook on tomorrow. When somebody asks how you're doing, I'm blessed. Glory to God. Your body can be aching with pain. That's all right, but I'm still blessed. Amen. Glory to God. Because I know in whom I believe, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep all that I commit into his hand against that day. And Psalms 34 and verse 1 in the Living Bible, it said, I will praise the Lord no matter what happens. Amen. Amen. I will constantly speak of his glory, yes, in grace. You heard that, beloved? He said, I will praise the Lord no matter what happened. Amen. He said, whatever I'm going to go through, whatever the devil bring my way, I am going to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I will continually speak of his glory, yes, and his grace. Do you not know that God is so grateful to show us so much grace? Do you not know that his mercy is renewed day by day? God is always doing great things for us. Am I right about that? I said, God is always doing great things for us, and we need to give him the glory and the praise and the honor for it. Stop poor mouth and stop talking down. Amen. That's the way the devil wants us to do. He wants you to talk down. Praise God. No, look up for your redemption, joy in God. Look up and give God the glory. I look to the hill where cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Glory to God. It's been too good to us to be hanging our head down. God, you're so good. There's a lot of people in our church that have gone to the hospital, had surgery, and God brought them out. They're back home and doing good. Hallelujah. Recovering. Thank God for that. Thank God. That's the reason that we need to give God the glory. There's a lot of people that have gone through surgery, didn't make it, but you made it. Praise God. The saints that in our church have made it, and we thank God for it. We owe him a praise. And he said, I will praise the Lord no matter what happened. I'm going to give him the glory. And then in Psalms chapter 5 and verse number 11, he said, but make everyone rejoice who put his trust in you. Listen to what David is saying. David said, Lord, make everybody rejoice who put their trust in you. Keep them shouting for joy. Keep them shouting for joy because you are defending them. My God, you heard that, beloved? Let me read that again. That is Psalm, I hope you're writing these scriptures now, Psalm chapter 5 and verse number 11. He said, but make everyone rejoice who put his trust in you. Keep them shouting for joy because you are defending them. Fill all who love you with your happiness. Fill all of those that love you. Fill them with your happiness. Glory to God. Ah, my Lord, that's a blessed scripture, right? Can I read it one more time, please? That is Psalm 5 and verse number 11. But make everyone rejoice who put his trust. Are you trusting him, beloved? Are you trusting God? Are you trusting God? Do you really believe him? Do you trust him? Do you say, Lord, you can do this. I'm trusting you. I'm standing on your promise. I'm standing on the word of God. And the Bible said, when you've done all that you can do, stand therefore and see the salvation of the Lord. So, Lord, I'm standing on your word. He said, make everybody that trusted in you, he said, just make them rejoice in you, God. Just make them rejoice. Hallelujah. I'm rejoicing in him tonight because he's been mighty good to me. Then he says, shout. Keep them shouting for joy because you are defending them. Fill all who love you with your happiness. Oh, my. That's enough to make you want to shout right there. Amen. I said, that's enough that we can want to shout right there. Keep them shouting for joy because you are defending them. Glory to God. I don't care what the devil say, nobody, what nobody else say. He said, you, Lord, you are the one that are defending them. You are the one, God. When we go out, the Bible said, when we go out and come in, he said, you are the one that defending them. Oh, bless his name. Feel all who love you with your happiness. And then in Psalms 9, verse 1 and 2, glory to God. Oh, Lord, I will praise you with my whole heart and tell everyone about your marvelous things that you are doing. Oh, praise, bless his name. Listen, read that again. Oh, Lord, he said that song 9, verse 1. He said, oh, Lord, I will praise you with my whole heart, not half of my heart, not just part of me, all of me. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to give you the glory. See, God deserves all the praises. God deserves all of the glory and all of the honor. All belongs to him, beloved. All that he is doing, all that he's going to do. My God, God is the one that deserves the glory. God is the one that deserves the honor. Praise God. All that we have, and I say quite often, if we have anything that is good, God gave it to us. Praise God. And if God gave it to us, then we need to give him the glory and the honor for it. Am I right about that tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Then in verse number 2, he said, I will be glad. Yes. Filled with joy because of you, Lord. I will sing your praises, O Lord God, above all gods. I got to read that again because, my God, I feel happy just reading that. Amen. That's Psalm 9 and 2. Praise God. He said, I will be glad. He said, listen, not maybe or perhaps, but I will be glad. That means that I'm going to do it. Amen. Regardless of what happened, I'm going to be glad. And then he goes on to say, yes, and filled with joy because of you. And you know why we're filled with joy? Because of Jesus Christ, because of what he's doing for us, because he saved us, because he delivered us, because he set us free, because he adopted us into the family of God, translated us from darkness into the marvelous light. That's why I'm going to be filled with joy. That's why I'm going to be glad. Every trial, every tribulation, every heartache that we go through, he said, I'm going to bring you out of them. You may walk through them, but you're not going to stay in there. Though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me, and you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Oh, my God, I feel good in this place tonight. Do you feel good? Praise God. Give him glory. Give him honor right where you are. He said, yes. Write this scripture. Please write this scripture down. And I want you to read it again tonight. That's Psalms 9, chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. I want you to read this again tonight because this is so blessed. The verse 1 again said, oh, Lord, I will praise you with all of my heart. I'm going to praise you with all of my heart, God. Everything within me, I'm going to praise you and tell everybody about the marvelous things you do. I'm going to tell somebody what you are doing. I'm telling people of what you did in my life. Tell them how you bought me out. Tell them how you saved me. Tell them how you healed me. Tell them how you made a way for me. The Bible said we overcome by word of testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. We need to tell somebody what God is doing for us. We need to tell somebody that God been mighty, 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 mighty good to us. Amen. And then verse number 2 said, I will be glad. Yes! Filled with joy because of you, God. I will sing your praises, O God, above all gods. Amen. My God, boy, I'm telling you what, this is a good word tonight. Hallelujah. I'm going to cut off around about here now because I'm going to tell you what, man. Jesus is blessing his people, and we learn how to rejoice, and he wants to see us rejoicing. He don't want you to see you just walking around with your head down and praise God and seem as though you don't have no hope. No, he don't want you to do that. He wants you to lift up your head. He wants you to lift up your voices, lift up your hand, and praise him and give him the glory and bless his name, for he is good. Amen. Read St. Luke 6 and verse 21 and 23 when you get an opportunity. He said, blessed are ye that hunger now, for you shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach reproach you, amen, and cast you your name as evil. Let me tell you something. For the Son of Man's sake. But listen what verse 23 said. But I want you to rejoice in that day and leap for joy. Amen. When people started talking about you, criticizing you, for Jesus' sake, he said, I want you to rejoice in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. Lord, have mercy. That is such a blessing right there. Amen. Rejoice ye in that day when the people don't lie on you, criticize you, and backbite again. You spread your name downtown, cross town, all around town. He said, Lord, have mercy. He said, rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy. If you don't have no joy, he said, leap for it. And for behold, your reward is great in heaven. Oh, praise God. I tell you, man, this is a powerful word tonight. All that I've been through, I still have joy. Amen. I've been through some hard times, been through some trying times, but that's all right. Guess what? I still have joy. The joy of the Lord, I still have it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It said, I've had some good days and I had some bad days, but when I look around, all of my good days outweigh my bad day, I will not complain. Oh, I got to cut off here. My time is rapidly running on me tonight, but I thank God for the word of God. Tonight, I thank God for his word. Amen. All that I've been through, I still have joy. Glory to God. We want to go into prayer. We want to pray for you, amen, that's on the line tonight. We want to pray for those that are still sick, and praise God. I want to pray for Sister Gloria Pram, husband, George. I want to pray for George, amen, that God will heal his body, amen, amen. Been in the hospital a while, but you know what? God is right there. We don't have to send him to the hospital. He's already right there. Father, in the name of Jesus, by your grace, by your word, and by faith, we stand upon that word. You told us we can ask anything in your name, and you would do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Lord God, we thank you for your great mercies. We thank you for listening to us. I'm glad that the Bible said that when we pray, that you listen to us. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't turn a deaf ear. You listen to us. And I thank you that you listen to us tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the word of the living God tonight. Word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Oh, Father, we thank you tonight. We ask you to heal every sick body, that every person on this line, if their body is in pain, we ask you to heal by the power of the living God. Oh, Father God, you said you send your word and you heal them. You said healing is the children's bread. So, Father, we thank you right now. We pray, Lord, that you'll touch Lady B, God, that coughing and thing. We ask you to bring healing to her. And, God, we thank you for touching Mike and bringing him home from the hospital. Oh, God, you're so good that we got to rejoice in you. We got to rejoice in you. Father, we thank you for all that you are doing. We pray your healing upon your people. We pray deliverance upon your people. God, we pray for Israel. God, we pray that for that country. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And, God, we pray that you would just have your way in that country over there. God, we don't understand it all, but you know all about it. God, we ask you to just to meet the needs there. Protect those that are innocent, Lord. God, just have your way. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, that we have been adopted into the family of God, that we are your children. Hallelujah. Right now, we are your children. We are saved from sin. Thank you for that, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. In the name of Jesus, those that have been going through for a while, and God, it seems like the enemy is speaking to them, saying, why don't you just give up? No. Oh, hold on, God. God, heal that body. Heal that body. Regulate that mind. Move by your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the Dream Team prayer line. We ask you to continue to bless it. And not only the Dream Team prayer line, but all of the prayer lines all over the world. People can call in and get prayer. People can hear a word from the Lord. Father, we pray for all pastors and all bishops all over the world in the name of Jesus. We thank you for for it right now. Hallelujah, God. We don't take it for granted that we can make a phone call and to the prayer line, and Lord God, and that people will be healed and hear the word of God. We give you all the glory, all of the praise in Jesus' name. Have thy way. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Hey, listen, I'm thankful to God that you have joined us tonight. Why don't you just give God a glorious praise?
Thank you, Jesus.
Just give him a praise. Hallelujah. Just give him a praise. Just honor him right now. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I'm not ashamed to praise him. I'm not ashamed to glorify him. If he has done anything for you, give him glory for it tonight. Give him praise for it tonight. In the name of Jesus. All glory to God. That's right. Give him praise. Give him praise. That's right. Give him glory. Give him glory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing my soul tonight. Thank you for blessing me tonight. Thank you for blessing me tonight. Thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I pray to God that you receive from the Lord tonight. I pray that you have received a blessing from God. Hallelujah. If you have received a blessing, just tell them thank you for the blessings. Thank you for touching. Thank you for delivering. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, just have your way. All right. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, and just continue to pray for us. Continue to keep Lady B lifted up in prayer. I know you miss her tonight. Praise God. Amen. I can't do it like her, but I did the best I could. Amen. If you have the time, you have an opportunity, just text her and let her know that you miss her tonight. Amen. Just let her know that you miss her for being on the line tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Let her know you're praying for her. Oh, glory to God. Hey, look, I have to get off the line tonight. But thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming on. And praise God and receive a blessing from God. With that, I will say to you, good night, and may God continue to bless you.
Good night. Thank you.
Hey.
Good night.
Bless.
I couldn't get on that. The enemy wouldn't let me get on the thing. Hmm. I kept on trying to say it had already started when I finally got on it. Hmm. But they kept on saying, but I got on it. It was good. I got a whole page of notes. Huh?
Every Wednesday night he does it. No.
About last Wednesday night
you had
problems getting up. Mm.
Okay. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean,